You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of the Thursday Racing Podcast from William Hill. And we've got lots of great racing coming up on Thursday. Join the guys live in the studio for coverage of Yarmouth, Brighton, Haydock, Newcastle, Leopardstown and Sandown. There's also a meeting in Ireland at Sligo in the evening that I'm sure they'll try and fit in the races where they can. And there's a group race at Leopardstown as well. So there's plenty of good stuff, including winners to be found all round Britain in the afternoon. To try and find some of those winners, I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Mount. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Excellent.
Hopefully you've got a couple of winning selections up your sleeve. When we were on radio...
No pressure there. You want me to have a 100% record?
Well, you set the bar when we were on radio yesterday. You tipped a 14-1 winner and described it as one of the most satisfying winners you'd had of the entire year. So things can only get better from there.
Yeah, well they can only go downhill, realistically. Now, that one put me into profit in the Racing Post Naps table. So after months of toil, I'm now plus £3 to £1 level stakes. But I'm in 16th place out of 50-odd, having been 50th at one stage earlier on this season. So I've managed to stab out 14-1 winners on consecutive days. I'm sure it's not going to last, but it was nice.
So we'll talk about your selections for Thursday in a minute. First of all, I want to look a little bit further afield to the racing happening at Ascot on Saturday is, of course, Andrew, the Shergar Cup. And it's a bit weird, actually. I said to you earlier on, sort of, as a joke, oh, I bet you like the Shergar Cup. And you sort of said, oh, I do actually quite like the Shergar Cup. Because for me, it wouldn't be, you know, I consider you to be quite a hardcore punter. You know, you try and take sort of the emotion and... not the fun, that's harsh, but the more trivial side of things out of racing. And whereas that is sort of epitomised in the Shergar Cup.
That's right. And you know, it is a team event with the jockeys sort of allocated at random. But it's manageable because you get smallish fields, you get quality horses, and I find the form generally works out. So you've always got the jockey aspect, which you have to consider on the day once the draw is known. But I find it is quite, well, I wouldn't say easy, that sounds a bit cocky, but it's not as hard as it can be on Saturdays to find winners because you're not dealing with 20 runner handicaps, you're dealing with sort of handicaps of about 10 runners. So there's quite a few strong statistical pointers as well to the Shergar Cup, which will hopefully help us to find some winners this weekend.
Do you find that the jockey bookings do make a difference? I mean, especially when you look at the, you know, teams from the rest of the world. You've got jockeys in the Great Britain and Ireland team, for example, someone like Adam Kirby, who's run Group 1 winners in the UK. And you've got, for example, for the rest of the world team, Joe Moreira, who's obviously a fantastic jockey over in Hong Kong, but wouldn't be so used to the way that racing works in Britain, the way the races pan out tactically, the courses themselves.
That's right. A lot of these jockeys are not used to riding on straight courses. They might not be used to riding in 2 mile races as well. But staying that, you look at the role of honour for jockeys in the Stayers race, the 2 mile handicap. You've got quite a few of the overseas riders. Yutaka Taki took this, for example, in 2011. Adri DeVry, Gavin Lorena, Emma Jane Wilson, Andreas Subor, I can't even say that. I won't even make another attempt. So, yeah, there's been plenty you've done that. So I sort of, wouldn't get too carried away with the individual jockeys, and I'd be looking more at the horses and their profiles.
And, of course, regardless of people trying to sort of poo-poo it a little bit, it's something different, isn't it?
Yeah, and as a bookmaker, I used to go down there and work, and there was always a good crowd. A lot of them were first-time race goers. You know, they were only having sort of £2 and fivers on max, but it was, you know, a lot of happy people there, and they seemed to enjoy it. So it's often a good introduction to newcomers to the sport.
But that's what they say, Andrew. These, you know, these novelty things, the Shergar Cup after racing concerts, these things, they never really attract new people to racing. That's what we're always told.
See, I wouldn't have got into ballroom dancing if it wasn't for Strictly. And now look at me now, you know,
look at
twinkle
you now.
Toes.
You don't walk across the office to come into the studio, you waltz.
Yeah, precisely.
Exactly. Brilliant. Will Andrew Mount be waltzing with the Shergar Cup and some winning selections this weekend? We hope so. We hope you will be as well. And of course, the entire card is live on Racing Radio. Six races from Ascot on Saturday. And we look forward to bringing that.
Do you want to have a quick rundown of some of the strongest statistical pointers?
Absolutely,
then,
absolutely. I didn't know if you were maybe keeping them under your hat for a
couple
or something.
Oh, no, goodness me. No, I'm willing to share. Yeah, a few general points. Avoid horses who've been off the track for more than 8 weeks. They're just one from 46 in the past 10 years, minus £37 to a £1 stake. And siding with three-year-olds has been profitable in the last 10 years. 19 winners from 103. 18.5% plus £37.50. So if you combine those two, five-year-olds that have been have had a race within the last 8 weeks, plus £45.50 to a £1 level stake. And the Sire Oasis Dream has got a good record at Ascot, including five wins from 10 at the Shergar Cup. And then as for the individual races, the Sprint's one of the strongest ones just to follow the market. And it's very rare for an outsider to win this race. Robert Cowell does particularly well in this. He's 3 from 3 with his five-year-olds in this race, for example. And if you look at the recent winners, we've had a 9-1 shot, but everything else has been priced at 11-2 or shorter.
Right.
So generally, it's not one to be looking for outsiders, the opening race. The Stairs is the second race.
Is that the Dash or the Sprint? Because there's the Shergar Cup Dash.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's the Dash. Yeah, that's the first one. And as for the 2 mile race, the second race on the card, which is the Shergar Cup Stairs, have a look to see what Ian Williams is running. He's had 6 runners in this race previously. 4 of those started at single figure odds, producing 2 9-2 winners, a 7-1 neck second, and a 9-1 third, beaten a length and a half. And just scanning the entries, he's got 3 runners, I believe, including Speedo Boy, who is priced at 100-30 with us and is the current favourite.
Yes, and Saunter and Stars Over the Sea as well from that yard.
Rightio. And the challenge, the mile and a half race, the third race. This is a Class 3 contest. Most of the races are Class 2. But have a look for horses who ran in the same class level last time out. Class droppers in all the races have got a pretty poor record. And all these Class 2 handicaps, if they were dropping down from Class 1, they do poorly. But in this Class 3 mile and a half handicap, Race 3, horses who ran in Class 3 company last time out, 7 winners from 38, plus £38 to a £1 level stake. And so that's worth having a look at. So, yeah, there's when you sort of break it down, you've got manageable field sizes, you've got class horses, and, you know, everyone's trying their best. And you know, it's not that difficult to find winners compared to some of the racing we're going to be faced with on Saturday.
Excellent. So this is the Shergar Cup on Racing Radio, and more immediately you can listen to the racing coming up on Thursday as well. As we mentioned at the top of the show, Andrew, you've got 2 selections for us. What are they?
Yeah, first race we're going to is the Haydock 410 6 furlong fillies handicap. Good race this, only 7 runners, but plenty of these are in form and are frequent winners. 2 of these caught the eye. The top weight under the covers, who was a winner at Glorious Goodwood. That was a field of 13, although she did race more towards the outside of the field in the small group to race in the centre. I think that's the key to her. She does like small fields. She's only had a handful of runs in fields of 7 or fewer runners. 6 in total, in fact. She's won 4, finished 2nd and 4th in the others. So she'd have a decent chance, although has got quite a lot of weight. And the one I'm going to go with as the main play is Show Stealer for Ray Guest. Now, this one is another small field merchant. In fields of 7 or fewer runners, she's had 7 runs, 5 wins and 2 narrow seconds. Last time out in a double-digit lineup, she never got involved at Ascot, finishing 7th, beaten by 3 lengths. I think back in a smaller field on ground that should suit, Show Stealer could be the one here and might be a nice price having run poorly last time out.
Show Stealer for Andrew then in that 4-10 at Haydock. That's a good handicap, that, for these contests over 6 furlongs. And you have a selection that runs at Sandown, right?
Yeah, this is the 7-10. This one's likely to be a shorter price. having one last time out at Nottingham, and that's Jack Regan. Where Jack Regan has caught the eye on more than one occasion since joining Ian Williams, including here at Sandown on his penultimate start. When
Ian Williams is getting a lot of love from you on the podcast today.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he's a yard in great form. Five winners in the past fortnight. Very shrewd outfit. And having gone close at Sandown last month, Jack Regan landed a bit of a gamble at Nottingham last time, starting as the 11-8 favourite, having been around 9-4 or 5-2 in the morning. Only won by half a length, but was always on top that day. Came from off the pace, not always the easiest thing to do on the round course at Nottingham. And the angle here is when Ian Williams returns a winner to the track quickly. We're 9 days or sooner since that win. When he does so in handicap company, 21 winners from 40-odd runners, from 44 runners, 48% strike rate, plus £28.40 to a £1 level stake. That's going back to the start of this century. So an incredible record when bringing winners back quickly, and I think Jack Regan can follow up here.
Jack Regan in Sandown, 7:10 then. It's a evening meeting at Sandown, one of a host of fixtures we've got for you on Racing Radio on Thursday. Do tune in, join the guys in the studio from 1:40 p.m. and join us again tomorrow on the Daily Racing Podcast when we'll have another figure from the world of racing offering their thoughts ahead of Friday's racing. But Andrew, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.